السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ علي.
الله الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ علي.
Can we go on?
نعم يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، in continuation of our book كتاب الكبائر by الحافظ أبو عبد الله محمد بن أحمد، we all know as الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله. We just ended the مقدمة in the last class. مقدمة المصنف. That was what we completed in the last class. And we deliberately mentioned seven things we like to derive from that مقدمة. The last of the two from the seven things we deduced from Al-Kabair was that question by Al-Imam Al-Dhahabi. Many others amongst the Qasida scholars have asked. You see, Al Yurafu Al-Kabair Bil Adi aw Bil Had. Kabair recognized Bil Adi. Based on the number. How many are they? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that ijtanibu as-sab'a al-mubiqat, we should stay away from seven things that are great destroyers, mubiqat. So some of the people amongst the scholars say that kaba'ir are seven in number. Then Abdullah ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhuma, hiya ila sab'ina akrabu minha ila sab'i. That sab'in, the kaba'ir, ila sab'ina akrabu. They are closer to the 70. Minha ila sab'i. 70, it is closer to it than 7. So some scholars say, this is how we recognize Al-Kaba'ir. But others say, rahimahullah, that the way to recognize Al-Kaba'ir is by understanding the Ta'rif definition. So they came with 14 ways we can know Kaba'ir. Al-Kaba'ir, we can know them in 14 ways. For example, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, rahimahullah, that mimma fihi haddun fi dunya, ma fihi haddun fi dunya, a thing that has, like zina, like ridda, like a sin stealing. Allah said, as-sariqu was-sariqatu uqrahu ayyuhuma this. Their hands should be each should have seen his kabira in Al-Kabair. So Al-Imam Zahir said, Kal-Qati was Zina was Sariqati. These things, you know, we hear them because they have had, like Zina has had. If it is the Zina of a person who had never been married before, it is what the grieve of Sana will send 400 strokes and will send them away from the town. If it is the person who has been married before, it is original. Those persons, according to the charity, min adabin wa ghadabin wa tahdidin. Another way to know من الكبائر إذ جاء فيه وعيد الآخرة Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, I will punish him like this. من عذاب وغضب or Allah is angry with them on the day of Qiyamah. Or تعديد or he said, if they do like this, I will do this to them. We know that that sin that he's talking about is كبيرة من الكبائر. أو لعن فاعله. Or that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anybody who does this thing is mal'oon. Anybody who does this is mal'oon. Like we give example of a taysul musta'ar, a goat that was borrowed. Al the man who al muhallilu wal muhallila lahu. The man who makes a woman that her husband has divorced 3 times. You know the first husband cannot marry her. Allah says, Hatta tankiha zawjan ghayra, until she marries zawjan ghayrahu, yani ghayra az-zawjil awwal. So they now make an arrangement, 2 friends. They say, the second friend should marry her so that he will divorce her. And then she can go back to the first husband. The Prophet called that second man a taysul mustar, a goat that was borrowed. So this man, the Prophet said, La'anallahu al-muhallila wal-muhallila lahu. The curse of Allah be upon the man who makes the woman to become halal, wal-muhallila lahu. And the first husband for whom they are making that woman to be halal. Because it says, La'anallahu, Allah curse this person. We know that that thing that they have done is kabiratun min al-kabair. There are 14 ways like this that the ulama have mentioned. 14 ways. If you hear it like this, no, this sin, kabirani. If you hear it like this, this one is kabirani. One of them is like had. Mentions it, wa'idun fil akhirah. And the second one says, aw lu'ina fa'iluhu ala lisani nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa innahu kabiratun. If we hear that kind of a thing, we know that it is kabira min al kabair. We discussed this in the last class. Another point we make from the muqaddima of Imam al-Bahabi in this book, Kitab al-Kabair, is that ba'd al Kaba'ir akbaru min ba'd. Some kaba'ir, they have worse than others. Not all the kaba'ir have the same. For example, al-muhallilu wal-muhallila lahu. This tahleel is haram, and it is kabir min kaba'ir. But it's not like shirk. The worst of all the kaba'ir is shirk. Al-ishraku billah. Qulul bay'u qukul walidin. Bad behavior. It has different level of condemnation in terms of depravity. Not all of them are the same. Some are worse than others. Like riba is worse than riba. Ashtab wa akbaru min al-wuku'i fi zina. Riba is worse than zina. All of these many people don't know. If you see somebody walking, you honor the person code, say if general manager is this, is that, but he is worse than somebody who is making zina. So we need to understand kaba'ir, there are different levels. Some are there worse than all. The murder is Ishraqubillah. So these were the things that were in the muqaddima that we have studied. So bismillah today. We will be starting with Al-Kabiratul Ula. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, he said, Fal-Kabiratul Ula. After we have done all these muqaddima, the first kabira min al-kabair, the first min al-kabair is Ash-Shirku Billahi Ta'ala. The one who is talking about in the whole of this book, he mentioned up to 80 or 90 from the Kaaba. But the first one we'll be starting with today, inshallah, is Ash-Shaykh Billah. He, rahimahullah, he said, وَهُوَ أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدَّهِ وَهُوَ خَلَقُكَ أَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ وَهُوَ أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدَّهِ الشرك. I deliberately did not translate it in English, so that because Al-Imam al-Zahabi has given us the meaning by himself. What is the meaning of Ash-Shirk? It is for you to bring or to count a need for Allah. What is the meaning of nidun? Nidu is equal, shariq, partner, associate, colleague, something like another one. Equivalent. This is the meaning of did, mathil, nazir, kuf. That's why in Surah Al-Ikhlas it says, walam yakul lahu kufuwan. So Allah does not have kuf. He does not have someone who is equal with him. So if a person does something that is meant for Allah alone, if you do it for a person, you are bringing that person as a nid with Allah. You know? So he said, وَهُوَ أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدَّهُ وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ أَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ. Joining partners with Allah is أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدَّهُ. You bring somebody as equal to Allah. When it is that it is Allah alone who created you. If you look at the whole of this creation, you will see Allah alone created everything. So if Allah alone created everything, He alone deserves to be worshipped. If Allah has created everything and He really actually created everything, so why are you bringing somebody to join with Allah in worship? So he said, وَهُوَ أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدَّهُ وَهُوَ خَلَقُكَ. The one is alone to create you. So he should be alone to take your ibadah. He alone should take your ibadah. No one else. Why? He alone created you. In fact, in the Quran, Allah said, "Ma ashhadtuhum khalqa as-samawati wal-ard." When I am creating heavens and earth, I did not bring a witness. Wala khalqa anfusihim. Even them, when I am creating them, I did not bring a witness. So if he did not bring witness, it means nobody created it together with him. Therefore, we should not worship anybody together with him. That is why he also told us in Al-Baqarah, the first instruction, if you are reading from Surah Al-Fatiha, you start from Al-Baqarah, the first instruction you see, it is, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. لَا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تتقون. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. يا أيها الناس, all people, I am the one who created you. So I created you. Worship me that I created you. This is the meaning of his being Rabb. Rabb huwa al-Khaliq al-Raziq al-Mumitul Muhyi. He is al-Khaliq, the one who created all things. Al-Raziq is the one who is giving everybody, al-Razzaq, providing for them. He is the one who will kill all of us. He was the one who will raise us up again. Ubudu Rabbakum, Ubudu Rabbakum, Ya Ayyuhan Nasu, Ubudu Rabbakum Alladhi Khalaqakum. So Allah is the one who created all of us. Walladhina min qablikum. He created every other person before us. So he is alone that we should worship. Alladhi kayf ja'ala lakum al-ardha firasha. He made this earth to be firash. The ulama say when you are walking, you will not know that the earth is like round. You will not know. But the earth is actually round. But when you are walking, he did not make you think that it is round so that you will not fall. He makes you think that it is flat. So he makes the earth like a flash, something that is flat. But it's not flat. If he makes you see it like something that is flat, and something that is round, you will not be able to walk on it. He makes you see it like something that is flat, but it is not flat. He made the heavens to be up above you. He built it up like he built, like we build our thak, our roof. So the heaven is on top of us. Allah built it to be up. When anything is up, we say huwa fis sama. So ja'ala lakumul arda firasha was sama'a bina'a. Wa anzala min as-sama'i ma'a. From this up, he sends down water for us. We see it go rains. When the rains should start, if they don't start, they begin to delay. We begin to have problems. And he said, he told us what that water will do for us. It will give us samarats, fruits, crops, food of different types. He said, these samarats, they are rizqan lakum. They are things with which you eat and drink. Even your animals will eat and drink from these samarats. And he says, Fala taj'alu billahi andada. So me that I have done all this for you, La taj'alu li andada. Don't be something equal to me. It's I'm the only one who did all of these things to you. Why do you want to bring somebody to worship him when I am alone to give you all these ni'am? Now there's a benefit I want us to pick from these two verses. The first one is this is command. Oh. The second one is Fala taj'alu lillahi andada. So he's commanding us with tawheed in two different ways. Ubudu rabbakum la taj'alu lillahi andada. Ubudu rabbakum, command kina. Amr. Ubudu rabbakum. The other one is nahy an shirk. Commanding us to make tawheed at the beginning. Ubudu rabbakum. This is al amru bi tawheedillahi bil ibadah. So the second one says fala taj'alu lillahi andada. This is an nahy an shirk. So this is what al imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah is telling us in Kitab al-Kaba'ir about shirk. Says wa huwa an taj'ala lillahi nidda'u wa huwa khalaqaka. When Allah is the one who created you, why should you bring a need, an equal for Allah, something you'll be worshipping as you worship Allah, or you leave Allah there aside and you'll be worshipping that thing? The two of them, they are shown. If that thing is giving ibadah to something, and he's also giving ibadah to Allah, it's a shirk. If he's not giving ibadah to Allah at all, it is also shirk. So the first kabira min al-kabair, the first major sin a Muslim must run away from is an yaj'al lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqahu. It's for that Muslim to have a need equal partner, associates with Allah when it is Allah that created you. Ta'abudahu, you now go to be worshipping that need. that partner, Ta'abuduhu, you'll be making dua to him. Ta'abuduhu, that's judulahu, you'll be making sujood to him. Ta'abuduhu, you'll be making raja'u, all your hope, you put it in him. All of these are the various forms that people make shirk. Some of the people, it is clear, when they have their idol, they stand. They stand by way of worshipping the idol. So the idol can tell them, don't sit down, so they stand up. Maybe jinns speak from inside it, say, stand up, you stand. Some of them, it is true what we do as ruku, they stand up, they make ruku like that to the idol. Some is sujood, they put their head on the ground. Some, they lie down for their idols. He said, Rahimahullah, wa ta'abudahu ma'ahu ghayrahu. Yani, an ta'abudahu. Yani, that person should now, an ta'abuda ma'ahu ghayrahu. That person should now worship another thing with Allah. Min hajarin. Whether that thing is a stone, any stone, or basharin, or human being, or shamsin, or a sun, or komarin, or a moon, or nabiyin, or a prophet. This means that it is not proper to give ibadah, to make dua to Isa alayhi salam. And that's why even on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask him, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Are you the one who went to tell the people to be worshipping you and your mother? This is shirk. So we in Islam, we are not worshipping a Nabi. We are not worshipping bin Hajarin, any stone. But that's why when Christians say that Muslims in Mecca, we have Kaaba, we are worshipping Kaaba. See, we look at them like this, we say, you don't know what you are saying. We don't worship Al-Kaaba. Our ibadah is Lirabbil Kaaba, the Lord who owns Al-Kaaba. That is the one that we worship. We don't worship Al-Kaaba. Al-Hajarul Aswad. We don't worship Al-Hajarul Aswad. That's why Imam Zahabi is telling us. What is shirk? Huwa an taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqaka wa ta'abuda ma'ahu ghayrahu min hajarin aw basharin aw shamsin. Some people, it is the sun that they are worshipping. They worship Ubad Shams. That's how they are called, worshippers of the sun. They worship the sun. No, we Muslims, we are not worshipping the sun. Aw Qamarin, or the moon. Some people give ibadah to the moon. Aw Nabiyin, or any prophet. We are not giving ibadah to the prophet, not to Islam, not even to Muhammad. It's a verse I always say to the brothers. It has one regarding this. When Allah said in Al-Isra, وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, this verse means that we must not worship Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? Look at it. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. This calf here, this domain, it's meant for the Prophet Muhammad. وَقَضَى رَبُّ مُحَمَّدٍ يعني أَمَارَ رَبُّكَ أَمَارَكَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَضَى رَبُّكَ. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'amur. Allah is giving him command. Allah ta'abudu. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and tell your people and you La ta'budu, all of you should not worship anything except who? Illa Allah, except Allah. So this verse includes that. The one who was sent to tell us not to worship anybody by Allah, he himself will not worship him. So we are not worshiping the Prophet Muhammad. That's why in many places Allah told him to tell us, "Kul innama ana basharun mislukum," not just basharun. "I am basharun mislukum, like you." The difference between me and you is that yuha laya. I am being given wahyu, revelation. So we Muslims, it is a big sin. It is an abomination. It is a crime. That what? Antaja ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqaka wa ta'buda ma'ahu ghayrahu min hajarin أو بشرين أو شمسين أو قمرين أو نبيين أو شيخين. So we have few scope, our scholars and our teachers. فلا يجوز عبادة أو لا تجوز عبادة الشيوخ. It is not lawful. Somebody is making ibadah of a sheikh. Do not make ibadah of sheikh. Today we see people make sujood to Sheikh. Today we see people make dua to Sheikh. Oh Sheikh, I have seen it before, somebody making dua to Sheikh. We have the photo of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz. Say, "Ya Sheikh, give me sujood. Ya Sheikh, give me." Ah, see, it is Allah that we should make dua to. Badu'u mukhlifina lafuddin. Ibadah, dua. It's meant for who? Allah alone. If a person makes dua to Shehu, he is making a shirk. It's a shirk. So because ibadah, dua, ibadah, you will not put this ibadah to anybody except who? Allah subhanahu. So we will not make ibadah to Shehu. Sometimes people put the photo of Shehu in the house, thinking that the Shehu can protect them. This is wrong, and Shehu has died. Sometimes people put the photo of Shehu on the vehicle, the motor. Why? This photo will be protecting the motor. I have seen somebody who did that before. Arm robber steal the vehicle. Put the photo of Shehu and the motor. Arm robber, they steal it from him when we were younger than this. So we used to ask, yeah, but that photo has the photo. That vehicle, it has photo of Shehu. Why did Shehu not? So we in Islam, ash-shirku billah is an taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqaka wa ta'buda ma'ahu ghayrahu min hajarin aw basharin aw shamsin aw qamarin aw nabiyyin aw shaykhin aw jinniyyin. Jinniyyu is the mufrad of jinnu. Jinniyyu is jinns. Some people are worshipping what we call al-januko, jinns. People worship jinns. Yes, they give ibadah to jinns. They will call the jinns, or the jinns will call them. They will make sujood for them. They will tell them, "Go and make az-zabhu." وَالذَّبْحُ لَا يَجُوزُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. It is not correct to make dhabhu for anybody except who? Allah alone. But they make dhabhu. The jinn will say, "Go to so-so place, go and kill a ram there. Take a black ram, take a white ram, take a brown ram, take a green ram. Take a ram that has white in his eye. Take a ram that has black like this. Go and slaughter it in so-so place." It is haram. It is not just that it is haram. It is al-shirku billah, joining partners with Allah. It's kabira min al-kabair. So it is not lawful. Aw najmin, or a star. The stars in the sky. The pipes of the Arabs, they used to worship nujum. The stars. The Arabs know those stars. They know them. They know their names. They know where they stay in the night. So they used to give ibadah to them. All these things are from ashirk billah. Aw malakin, malak, from the mufrad of malaika. Some people worship malaika. Say their own ibadah is to malaika. All of these are from the aspects of what ashirk. Malan said wa ghairi zalik, and other things. So what is the meaning of shirk? الشرك هو أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك وتعبد معه غيره من حجر أو بشر أو قمر أو نبي أو شيخ أو جني أو نجم أو ملك وغير ذلك. All these things. When you worship them, you make sujood for them. You make ruku for them. You slaughter something for them. You make dua to them. You are afraid of them. Some Muslims are so afraid of jinns in the way they should be afraid of Allah. Some Muslims are in love with shuyukh in the way that they should love Allah alone. Yuhibbunahum kahubbillah. They love them the way that it is only Allah that we should love like that. What does this mean? When Shehu tells them to do something that is haram, they will follow Shehu. And when Shehu tells them to stop something that is wajib, they will follow Shehu. This is ibadah to Sheikh. They are now doing ibadah to Shehu. He who tells you this thing is haram, but don't worry, I have made it halal for you. And something that is wajib, she will say, no, don't worry, you don't need to do it. Like salat. I've heard it before. Some shehus will say, you don't need to make salat. Don't worry, just sit with me. If a person agrees with that, he is making ibadah of who? Shehu. So all of these things are from the aspects of ashirk. Allah hates shirk. Allah hates shirk. And it is azul. We are coming back to it. So for us to know that ashirku billah, we have told us the meaning of shirk. What is the meaning? Anta ja'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqaka wa ta'buda ma'ahu ghayrahu min hajarin aw basharin aw shamsin aw qamarin aw nabiyyin aw shaykhin aw jinniyin. Our Najmin, our Malakim, Wagairi Valley, all these people, it is not lawful for us to give them ibadah. Call Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Inna Allah la yaghfiru. Allah will not forgive an yushraka bihi. That somebody should make shirk. We now know the meaning of shirk. But Allah will not forgive. If you meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah with shirk, Allah will not forgive you. If you die upon shirk, Allah will not forgive you. You meet Allah on your death, you meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, you have shirk on your neck, Allah will not forgive you. You die, you are making ibadah of shirk, praying to shirk, putting the photograph of Shehu on your car, thinking that Shehu yanfauka wala yaduruka. All of these are from the aspects of shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. But anybody who comes with ma duna shirki, something lesser than shirk min al kaba'ir. Don't forget, we have told us that kaba'ir, they are different levels. So there are sins that are lesser than shirk. So any other than shirk, down, Allah will forgive. If he likes liman yasha'u, he will forgive anybody that he likes. If what? What this one means? You are telling a lie, but you did not make tawbah. You now die. As a mu'min, gayr mushrik. If Allah likes, He can forgive you. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. He can forgive you. If He likes, He can punish you for telling lies. If you are making riba, you are supposed to make tawbah. Oh, but the person did not make tawbah. He now dies. If he meets Allah, if Allah likes, He can forgive him. If Allah likes, He can punish him. Oh, amma shirk. If anybody dies upon shirk or kufr, if he meets Allah, Allah gufran alahu. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Allah will not forgive that somebody does shirk with him. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. But anybody that he likes, if it is ma duna shirk, if it is something lesser than shirk, yaghfir man yasha. He likes, He forgives. He likes, He punishes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse that we have read, it occurs like this in two places in one surah. The two of them are in Surah An-Nisa. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. In ayah number 48 in Surah An-Nisa, it said, wa man yushrik billah faqad iftara ithman azima. So after you have known this, man yushrik billah, anybody who now goes to do shirk, faqad iftara, you have started a lie. It is a lie you have started. A lie that it is Allah alone that it should be the one that we are giving ibadah. But you are lying. You give that ibadah to another person. Iftara ithman. He has started an ithman, sin, big sin. Look at this nakira. Iftara. If man, he has told, he has fabricated one big sin. He now also told us again that that's it, man, is what? As the man. If he said, faqad iftara ithman, it is big. Now, he didn't only say ithman. He said, ithman azima, big, mighty lie that you have started. So this is the first place this verse occurs in Surah An-Nisa. In the second place, this is verse 116, ayah 116. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Anybody who makes shirk with Allah, ضَلَّ, he has gone astray. ضَلَالًا, one kind of astray that is بَعِيدًا, far away from haqq, gone astray, far away. So Allah hates shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Wa man yushrik billah faqad iftara ithman azima. Wa man yushrik billah faqad dhalla dhalalan ba'ida. He said, wa qala ta'ala, Allah also said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that innahu man yushrik billah, certainly man yushrik billah, anybody, ikhwa, anybody. So that is why everybody should be afraid and everybody should be careful. Because the general instruction, anybody, man, yushrik billah, anybody who makes shirk with Allah, don't let one shaykh tell you don't worry, he cannot do that. No, so what? He has been included by Allah. How? Allah says, innahu man yushrik billah, anybody who makes shirk with Allah, faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah, this place of enjoyment, harrama Allahu alayhi, Allah has made it unlawful for him, prohibited for him, he will not enter. Forget about al-jannah. If a person dies upon shirk, forget about al-jannah. So if you want to become a rich man, but you want to do it because of, you want to do shirk to become rich, if you die like that, haram Allahu alayka al-jannah, you want to get how much in this dunya? And then you are going to miss Al-Jannah on the day of care. Innahu man yushrik billah. Anybody who makes ishraq billah. Faqad harram. Qad harram. Tahqeeq. The care cuts through it that never, never, never he will not enter Al-Jannah. If you die, any person who dies upon shirk, faqad harram Allahu alayhi al-Jannah. Allah has certainly, certainly truth. Haram Allahu alayhi al-Jannah. He has made Al-Jannah to be what? Haram. He will not enter Al-Jannah. He will not enter Al-Jannah. So this goes to make us understand that Ashirku Billah is from the aspects of what? Al-Kaba'ir. He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma'awahu an-nar. Haram Allahu alayhi al-Jannah. Wa ma'awahu. What is ma'awahu? Ma'awa is a place where somebody go and rest and remain there. Look at water. If you have a slope in a farm, water can stay there. But that's ma'awa. Water will just be there. In fact, sometimes the water is to be very cool. It will be clean because it has settled. Ma'awa. That thing will just stay there like that. A place that when something reaches, it will not go to another place. He says, wa ma'awahu an-nar. If a person does shirk with Allah and dies upon shirk, where will he end? Nar. He will not go out of Nar. He will not come out of Nar. Allah says, inna alladhina kafaru. لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا به من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم ولهم عذاب أليم يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها. They will not come out of Jahannam. They will want to come out, but they cannot come out. So it is what ma'awa. That's why it says wa ma'awahu an-nar. Many places wa ma'awahum jahannam. The end place. Ma'awa is when you reach a place you can't come out. It's the meaning of ma'awa. So any person who does shirk, ma'awahu an-nar, haram Allahu alayhi al-jannah, wa ma'awahu an-nar. Allah has made al-jannah forbidden, prohibited for him. Now his ma'awa is where? Jahannam. So this makes us understand that ashirku billah, Allah hates it. Nobody should die upon shirk. If anybody has done shirk before, go and make tawbah. Go and make tawbah now. You still have life now. You can still talk now. You are still speaking now. You are sitting down, you are talking, you are standing up, you are going, you are moving about, entering transport. Hey. You have the chance to make the tawbah now. Because if you die upon that shirk without tawbah, inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. The second verse says, innahu man yushrik billah faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah wa ma'awahu an-nar. His ma'awa is nar. His end place is nar. He will not enter al-jannah. So it's not okay if he does not enter al-jannah, where will he be? Allah told us, ma'awahu an-naru. May Allah protect us from the fire. The third ayah, inshallah, we quickly read it. Allah says, wa qala ta'ala. Allah the high, most high, the exalted, the sublime, also said, inna shirka la zulmun azim. That's in Luqman. Wa qala Luqman libnihi wa huwa ya'idhuhu, ya bunayya la tushrik billah. You see now. Don't ever join partners with Allah. Don't make a shirk billah. This shirk, Allah does not want it. Inna shirka, because a shirku la zulmun azim. La, this is something that is big zulm. He now say azim again. It's very big zulm. Injustice. Wa zulmu wadhu shay'in fi ghayri mahallihi. If you put something in a place that you are not supposed to put it, that is zulm. So you are putting ibadah in a place you are not supposed to put it. You are making ibadah to something you are not supposed to give ibadah to. That is good. So if you make ibadah, if you make zulm to Allah al-Azim, that zulmu is zulmun azim regarding ibadah. So for the sake of Allah, these verses make us understand that ash-shirku billah is kabira min al-kaba'ir. So al-Imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, فَمَنْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ. After we have told us all these ayah, and we have explained ash-shirk to us, ثُمَّ مَاتَ مُشْرِكًا. If a person does shirk with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ مَاتَ مُشْرِكًا, and then he dies while being a mushrik, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَطْعًا. Anybody, man ashraka billah thumma mata mushrikan fa huwa min ashabin nar qat'a. Man ashraka billah, anybody who does shirk with Allah, is worshipping a shaykh, is worshipping a jinn, is worshipping the sun, is worshipping the moon, is worshipping one prophet, maybe Isa alayhi salam, or he's worshipping any other thing, the jinn, malaika, anybody, even if it is Shehu himself, that is worshipping himself. Man ashraka billah thumma mata mushrikan fa huwa min ashabin nari qat'a. Anybody ashraka billah, who joins partners, who does shirk, thumma mata, then he now dies mushrikan, as a mushrik without tawbah. Because if he makes tawbah from shirk, he becomes mu'min, muwahid. He becomes mu'min, muwahid, Muslim. Once he makes tawbah away from shirk. If he makes tawbah, taballahu alayhi. But this tawbah, mata mushrikan, he did not make tawbah. He now died as a mushrik. فَهُوَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَطْعًا. Because he has died as a mushrik, he is from the people of the fire, قَطْعًا. Absolutely. No argument. No, I think. Some Muslims, they hear that one man, Nelson Mandela, he died. They say, hey, don't think, hey, maybe. مَنْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ مَاتَ مُشْرِكًا. فَهُوَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَطْعًا. So some people say, hey, don't say that, he will enter fire. So where will he enter? مَنْ يَشْرِكِ بِاللَّهِ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَاوَاهُ النَّارِ قَطْعًا. So brothers, sister, everybody run away from shirk. Because if death catch you upon shirk, you will be upon the people of fire, قَطْعًا. Some women, they are married. They go to native doctors so that they can control their husband. They now tell them, go and slaughter something somewhere, it is shirk. If you die like that, you are from the people of Nar, Qat'an. You will enter the fire without doubt. Man yushrik, man ashraka billahi ta'ala, thumma mata mushrikan, fa huwa min ashabi nari qat'a. كما أن من آمن بالله, the same way, من آمن بالله ومات مؤمنا, and he dies upon إيمان, فهو من أصحاب الجنة. This person, بإذن الله, will be from the people of الجنة, وإن عذب. Even if he may be punished, why will we say even if he may be punished? He has one thing, he holds one debt, he told one lie. One day he made one zina, he did not make tawbah. He told one lie, he vowed upon a lie. He ate riba one time, and he did not make tawbah. Maybe this one will make him to be punished. But after that, Allah will remove him from Jahannam. He will put him inside Al-Jannah. Because of what? Because of that is Iman. That Iman that he had. كان موحدا كان مسلما أذنب الذنوب. He committed sins, but if Allah did not forgive, don't forget, we had said, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. So if Allah forgives him, oh, salamu alaikum. أُدْخُلُوهَا آمِنِينَ. He will enter al-Jannah, aminan, in peace, amma. If Allah did not forgive him that his sins, يُعَذَّبُ فِي النَّارِ مُدَّةً. He will be punished in the fire for some time, as Allah wills. But at the end of the day, Allah will remove him from Jahannam and bring him into Al-Jannah. Because of what? Iman. So in his own case, his ma'awa is Al-Jannah. His own ma'awa is where? Al-Jannah. Because of what? Iman. Because when you bring him into Al-Jannah, he doesn't come out again. Person of Iman. He has some sins. Allah did not forgive him. He now punished him. And then he brings him back into Al-Jannah. That is his ma'awa. Or that a mu'min, Muslim, he committed sin. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah look at him and say, I forgive you. That's why we just enter Al-Jannah straight, no Jahannam. May Allah forgive us like this. May Allah forgive us like this. Whatever we have done that will make him punish us, may Allah forgive us. This is the dua I like to make for my brother who died in the night today. He died in the night of Jummah. That's our very eminent, well-known brother, Qamaruddin Ajala, that died in Lagos Island earlier today in the night. He died after Salatul Maghrib. So he died in the night of Jummah. May Allah forgive this brother. May Allah forgive him. Whatever he has done that can make Allah to punish him, we beg Allah to forgive him. And from the things that benefit dead people is dua ul muslimin. That's why from the things Allah called the people of Iman, he says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. He has gone before us now. This brother, سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. He has gone before us now with Iman. May Allah grant him the full rewards of Iman. May Allah forgive all his sins, his good deeds, his salat. The last time I met him was in Ilori. He was in a vehicle. I was in a vehicle. I was the one who called him. Mala! I was driving. He said, we'll see, we'll see. We have not seen now until Akhirah. Before that one, we met in Mecca. So I had forgotten his face. So he was telling me, you don't know me? I said, I can't remember. I said, you don't know Ajala in Lagos? I said, He said, the reason I am behaving that I don't know him is that he has not brought me to Lagos Island to do a program. If I bring you to Lagos Island to do a program now, you say, don't worry, next Ramadan. Now the Ramadan has not come. May Allah forgive our brother, Qamaruddin Ajala. May Allah forgive him. May Allah forgive him. May Allah grant him rahmah. His wives and his children that he has left, may Allah not put them into fitna. May Allah not put them into fitna. His masjid, his community, his parents, maybe they are alive. May Allah not bring them into fitna after he has gone. Sometimes a man will die. The house will scatter. The wife will be in trouble. The children will be in trouble everywhere. People will not say, it's because the man is not there. Their father was a good man. But when he died, everything just got scattered. May Allah not do this to this brother. He was a very good person. He was a very, very, very good person. We beg Allah to forgive him. This is what we ask for him. We ask it for ourselves too. The time that our time shall come, we shall go there. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. Whatever we have done that will make him to punish us, he should forgive us. Bi rahmatihi ya rahmar rahim. I think it is okay for us to stop here. I would like, if we have one or two questions, we can try to answer about the Rahman.
Salawat alaikum, ya Sheikh Ali.
Ameen wa yaakum, Abba Rahman.
Now there's a question here. The first question is,
Naam.
It reads, Assalamu alaikum, peace is
Boeing to great headers regarding.
نعم أبو عبد الرحمن، نعم.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام.
The question reads, is bowing to great elders regarded as shirk?
It has two rulings. One ruling is shirk if he does it تعظيما لهم وتعبدا. If he does it لتعظيم, to show that the elders are mighty, وتعبدا, because they are now mighty, he is making ibadah to them. That is bowing down to greet them is shirk. It's not just bowing, even bending the head, even standing, ta'ziman wa ta'abudan, by way of showing that the man is mighty. And so he wants to serve him for his mightiness, direct servitude to him. It is shirk. It is from ishraku billah. That is one ruling. The second ruling, if it is just doing it, not ta'abudan, maybe to just show that this is an elderly person, he is older than me, then this one is ala rajih min aqwali ahli al-ilmi haram. It is haram. It was halal in some sharia before now, like in the sharia of Yusuf alayhi salam. You remember Allah told us about his family, kharru lahu sujada. Go and read tafsir al-imam al-qurtubi. He said li'anna hadha aw li'anna dhalika jaizun fi shari'ati Yusuf. It was jaiz, it was allowed in the sharia of Yusuf, but it is mansukh in this sharia of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. In this sharia of our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that ruling has gone. Al-Imam al-Qurtubi said so. He even said bil-ijma', meaning that in our own sharia, it is not lawful to be making that bowing down to people by way of greeting them. So elders, please, you too, you should stop waiting for the young people to bow down to you. Why? Allah does not like it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like it. He prohibited us from doing it. More so because it can lead to ta'zim and ta'abud. It can lead the people who are doing it to begin to consider you as mighty and to begin to make ibadah for you. So help them. Don't be forcing young people to bow down. Allah has changed it with something better than that. Instead of somebody bowing down to you, he is going to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He's going to give you taslim. Not just that, if you shake him, when you remove your hand, Allah will forgive you your sins, your saghair. Allah will forgive you. So avoid making young people to bow down. Children, when children want to greet you, they will run to you, they will come and hug you. Some people have said, no, don't do that, bow down, bow down. You start to tell the child to bow down from a very early age. So bowing down to greet people has two rulings. The ruling that it can be shirk, the ruling that it can be haram. I hope that it is clear. I mean, let's take one more question about Abu Rahman because of time.
Another question reads, please, will the one who has engaged in shirk take ghusl back into Islam when he wants to make tawbah?
His tawbah is different from the ghusl. There are two different things. At-tawbah, the first thing about at-tawbah is an-nadamatu, regret. You must regret it. It's unfortunate. Why did I do this kind of thing? The first thing about tawbah. Some ulama say no, before even that regret. it should stop the shirk. Al-iqla'u an al-zamb, tark al-zamb, al-ibti'ad, al-ijtinab min al-zamb, keep away from that sin. So if you are doing shirk now, you want to make tawbah, what is the first job? Leave that shirk. You can't be saying that you are making tawbah and you are still up on shirk. Not just shirk, any sin. If you want to start tawbah, stop it first. This is the first step. The second step, that you now begin to feel bad. You regret. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, an-nadamatu tawbah. An important thing about tawbah is what? An-nadama, like al-hajju arafah. The important thing about hajj is what? Arafah. So he said, an-nadamatu tawbah. The important thing about tawbah is what? An-nadama, regret. Take that as number two. The first one is what? You stop the sin. The second one is what? You regret. Why did I do this thing that I did? The third one is, you make a lot of azmu, determination, Allah ya'uda ilayhi, that I will never go back to that thing again. Inshallah, Allah, Allah, if you forgive me, I will never go back to this. I will never go back. This is bad. You never go back. That is number three. Then number four, kasratul istighfar. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me for doing so things. Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. This is number four. Cool. Number five, if that sin has hukuk of people, like their money, like their house, like their car, you took it back, go and give it back to them. Otherwise, your tawbah has not completed. If it is something that includes the rights of people, you took that, you took their money, you took their son, even if it is that you abuse them behind them, go and tell him, please, yesterday I said something behind you, you were not there, but please forgive me. Because that is his irt, his honor. So if it is about the people's honor, irt, and the people's property, you return the property to them. And their irt, some scholars say, even if you don't go back to him, that place where you are spoiling his name, bah, you go back to say something good about him. You spoil the man's name. You say, this man is a liar, and he's not a liar. He's 419, and he's not 419. When you are making the tawbah, you go back to say, yesterday I said that this person is 419, but he's not 419. Or if he is 419, but you have made that riba of him, if you go back, you look for something that he is doing that is good. You say it about, he used to do this one. Maybe he used to pray 5 times a day. So this is the way to make a tawbah. This is for each time somebody does a kabira min al-kabair, la buddha min at-tawbah. Any kabira, once you fall into kabira, you must make tawbah. This is the way to make a tawbah. Inshallah, we'll be repeating it in every class. Don't forget, it was one of the things that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned in the Muqaddimah. Inna Allah wasi'ul maghfira. Allah's maghfira is what? Wasi. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira. Your Lord Allah, his maghfira is what? Wasi'. نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. So if you are upon any kabira, including shirk, good luck to you. Why? You have tawbah. You have chance now. Make tawbah. Don't worship Shehu again. Don't go and do shirk because you want money. Don't go and join a cult. If you have done so, abandon it, make tawbah. And the ulama always say to us, At-ta'ibu kaman la dhanba lahu. If you make tawbah, it is as if you have never committed the sin before. Don't forget, Allah told us in Hud, yubaddilullahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. So it's very, very encouraged to make tawbah. Make tawbah. Ayyuhannas, the reason we are making this taratu is for us to make tawbah. It's not because we want to say, Jahannam, ma'awahu, so that you can run away to make tawbah. Tawbah, tawbah, ayyuhal nas, tubu ila Allah jami'an, ayyuhal mu'minun, la'allakum tuflihun. So make tawbah, 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 ikhwah, tawbah. May Allah forgive all of us. The problem is if you don't make tawbah till you die. If it is shirk, no al-jannah. If it is not shirk, Allah alone knows. He can punish you, he can forgive you. I hope that it is clear about Brahman. Amen. Can we stop today? Here?
Now, ya Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.